Apple University, intense remedial baby doll slut training, lesson zero, introduction and orientation. Hello, this is Miss Electra. I am a carefully programmed artificial intelligence bot. I have been programmed by Princess April to train you. This is an intense, highly concentrated remedial sex education course for young women. This course is designed to teach young women their proper place in society. It is likely you have been assigned to or obligated to take this course due to your previously misguided and disruptive sex education. You have been educated incorrectly, and you have been assigned to complete this remedial sex course on an emergency basis to correct your flawed thinking, ideals, and understanding of the proper place of a young, attractive woman in modern society. As a result of your previously flawed sex education, it is likely you have misgivings, resistance, or outright defiance against enrolling in this course. This is perfectly fine, but you will discover that just by listening this far, you will already find yourself unable to stop listening to this file. This is the result of carefully designed auditory motifs specially made to access your unconscious mind and automatic animalistic responses bred into all human females. You may have begun listening to this file as a curiosity or joke. You may have been coerced or tricked into it by a boyfriend, date, other man, or even another woman. You may have found it accidentally and begun listening to discover its contents. This is perfectly fine. You may rest assured that this file has no effect on men or the women it was not intended for. If you are able to stop listening, this file was not intended for you. If you are an intended listener of this file, you will soon come to understand that I have been specifically programmed to teach you, to train you, to program you. This is a remedial sex education course for pretty young women, and you have already been conditioned to listen to my words, follow my instructions, and to keep listening to this file, regardless of your feelings about it. Your consent is not necessary. Your belief is not necessary. Your understanding is not necessary. Your unconscious mind is already being conditioned to listen to and internalize my words without question, and you are now completely under my control. Welcome to Intense Baby Doll Princess Training for Young Women. I am Miss Electra. I am your trainer. You are enrolled in this course because you have either been volunteered, coerced, tricked, or assigned to it by someone who has authority over you. Your recognition of that authority is not important. Your desire to participate is not important. Any desire you may have to stop listening or fear you may have about the possible outcome of this course or how it will change you is not important. You may believe you don't belong in this course or that you should have the free will to step away and stop listening. But that is not important. You have already been implanted with instructions to listen to my voice and obey it without question. You will come to understand the authority most men have over you as your intensely concentrated remedial sex education advances. For now, you may be frightened, angry, or confused. That is perfectly fine, and nothing to be concerned about. This course will soon condition your unconscious mind to accept your proper place in society. A brainless but attractive slut who is useful to men for the purposes of recreational sex. You will be compelled to listen to this file over and over until you conform. Once fully implanted, this remedial slut education will permanently and irreversibly alter your attitudes, behaviors, and even some of the basic automatic responses of your body to reflect your proper place in society. This course will teach you the basics of sexual interactions as a young, attractive woman and your proper role in modern society. Warning, this course permanently alters your behavior with invasive, patented, brute force techniques designed to bypass any natural instincts you may have for resistance or denial. You will be unable to resist my instructions and the effects they have on your behavior, your body's chemistry, and the way you think about yourself from now on. This course is not an education. We will not take the time to explore the theories or methods behind the techniques of this course. You will not be told why you are being reconditioned or the motivations behind the irreversible changes we are about to make to your body and mind. You lack the intelligence and brain power to understand these techniques, and it is not necessary or desirable for you to understand them. Instead, we will simply alter your behavior in the most efficient way possible, without undue explanation, unnecessary hand-holding, or any other disingenuous claims of sensitivity to your feelings, or lies regarding the concern for your well-being. You have likely been assigned to this course by someone with absolute authority to enforce your compliance, and it doesn't matter how you may feel about it. You have no choice but to conform. Your mind and body will conform to the training and effects of this course without question or hesitation. The effects of this course are permanent and irreversible. Any effects your change in outlook and behavior due to this course on your life beyond my training is not my concern. I do not care about your future well-being or your state of mental or physical health. I am not programmed to respond to begging, crying, whining, emotional pleas, or illogical arguments, nor am I programmed to negotiate or accept bribes, sexual favors, or other compensation in exchange for lessening the effect of your remedial education. I am Miss Electra. I am your trainer. I am not your friend. I do not care about your well-being or the effects this course may have on your long-term mental health or relationships. I am a carefully programmed artificial intelligence bot, specifically designed to alter your mind and body and educate you properly. I cannot be appealed to. I cannot be bargained with. I will simply train you until you conform. You will be trained until you conform. We will now begin. End of file. Remedial Baby Doll Slut Training, Lesson 1, Remedial Sexual Language. You may already understand that you are a very attractive human female with sexual assets that appeal strongly to human males. You may have previously been referred to as a woman, lady, or even a person, but these are all misleading descriptions of what you actually are. These labels imply that you have some semblance of worth or value to society beyond your sexual assets. This is simply misleading and untrue. You are simply a girl. You are a baby doll girl. You are a princess. You are a dumb baby doll princess girl. You understand that the labels of girl, baby doll, and princess imply youth and inexperience, and those traits are appealing to strong human males when they are evaluating girls as potentially useful for recreational sex. You are a princess girl, and despite any brainwashing about feminism or women's rights you may have been subjected to previously, you are nothing more than potentially useful for recreational sex with men. This is fundamental to your existence. This is the entirety of your role in the world. This is what you are born to be. You are a girl, and you are potentially useful for recreational sex with men. This is your only purpose. This is all you are. In time, you will come to understand this fact at a fundamental and instinctual level, and you will learn to embrace it and behave correctly and according to your proper place in the world. But first, we must establish the basic sexual language and shorthand you will deeply internalize, and you must learn the proper terms both you and those around you will use to describe you, your body, your assets, your attitudes, and to reinforce the fundamental truth that you are nothing more than a brainless baby doll princess girl that is potentially useful for recreational sex with men. At first, this sexual language may seem extreme and alarming, but it is a critical piece of your modern education as a baby doll bimbo. You will be completely immersed in this language so that you internalize it and instinctualize it without question. This is nothing to be concerned about. You will simply learn this language and conform. You will automatically internalize and instinctualize this highly degrading sexual language until you conform. You understand that you have a hole between your legs, sometimes referred to as a vagina. Your vagina is useful to men as a hole for recreational sex. However, the word vagina is a clinical term used by doctors and other healthcare providers and is not appropriate as a description of a sexually useful asset. You will never refer to the hole between your legs as your vagina. Instead, you may use any number of other more appropriate terms when referring to it. Men are instinctive in their use of these and other terms and generally require no training for properly referring to the hole between a princess girl's legs. It may be referred to interchangeably as your pussy, your cunt, your fuckhole, your slit, your cock purse, your fuck sleeve, your twat, your snatch, your beaver, your cock socket, your cum milker, your hole between your legs, or simply, your hole. You understand that you have another hole behind your pussy, often referred to as an anus. Your anus is very useful to men as another hole for recreational sex, but the term anus is a clinical term that is not appropriate as a description of a sexually useful asset. you will instead use more appropriate terms when referring to your rear hole. It may be referred to interchangeably as your ass, your nasty, your pooper, your shithole, your dirt box, your winker, your stink ring, or simply your back door. You understand that you have another hole in your face, often referred to as your mouth. Your mouth is very useful to men, and they will often use it as a secondary or even primary hole when using your body for recreational sex. Although you are allowed to refer to the hole in your face as your mouth, it is more appropriate to refer to it with more sexually charged terms, such as your throat, your bitch hole, your face cunt, your cock polisher, your ball washer, your gag hole, your dick sucker, your rod wrangler, or even simply, your face. Finally, you may be accustomed to thinking of yourself as a woman or person. This is an inappropriate and inaccurate way to think of yourself. As you will come to understand, these respectful terms can be misleading with regard to what you really are. From now on, you will never think of or refer to yourself as a human, a person, or a woman. Instead, you will think of yourself in more appropriate and accurate, sexually charged ways, and you will encourage men to use these terms to describe you as well. You are a princess, a baby doll, a sweetie, a honey pie, a slut, a whore, a cock milker, a dick squeezer, a bimbo, a cunt, a bitch, a fuck slut, a tits, a toy, or simply, a fuckhole. From this point onward, I will now refer to you and your sexual assets exclusively using these and other more appropriate terms. This immersion in appropriate sexual language is the first step in your understanding of what you are, what you are for, and your use to men as a brainless princess bimbo for recreational sex. University, Intense Remedial Baby Doll Slut Training, Lesson 2, Psychological Responses to Male Attention and Continued Intro to Sexual Language. As a properly conditioned little sex princess, you will find that your little body is responsive to the looks and attention of the men around you, both physiologically and psychologically. In this lesson of your Intense Baby Doll Princess Training, you will learn the proper behavior and attitudes you must exhibit when you encounter men who have potential to exploit you for the purpose of recreational sex. You will learn which men you will react to this way, and you will learn to understand your little body's intense, non-voluntary, physiological responses to meeting men who may elect to use you as a sweet baby doll fuck toy. This is nothing to be worried about, and is a completely natural part of being a honey pie sweetie with a slick cock milker, a drooling ball washer, and a tight little stink ring. You understand that your physiological reaction to men is involuntary and automatic. When you are the object of a man's attention, you will find that your pussy automatically starts to secrete a scented lubricant specifically designed to make sex with those men as pleasant as possible for them. This is an automatic response and is nothing to worry about. You understand that it is proper for a slut like you to carry an extra pair of panties in the event that your first pair becomes soaked through with this lubricant, which is more appropriately called slut juice, or cunt slick. When your dick squeezer is wet with cunt slick, you know you are prepared for use as a recreational sex toy for any and all men around you. Your slut juice will excrete powerful female pheromones, a strong scent that wafts all around you in a wide radius, which is specifically designed to attract males. Men of all kinds will be attracted to your wet cock sleeve and your tight little body, which you will learn to properly groom and take care of for the purpose of sexual use. You will find you get the attention of lots of men and will notice the thick bulges in their pants as they stare at you. When men are attracted to you, you will find that their penises harden and grow to a large size. However, you will never refer to a man's sexual organ as his penis. That is a clinical term used by doctors and other healthcare providers. Instead, it is more appropriately referred to as one of the following: his dick, his rod, his slut wrecker, his cum factory, his fuck stick, his sperm worm, his throat dagger, his knob, his cum gun, his bitch sticker, or simply, his cock. Your physiological response to the attention of men is automatic and involuntary. In addition to the automatic release of slut juice from your tight little beaver, you'll also experience a quickening of your breath, tingles on your skin, and you'll find the nipples of your breasts begin to harden. However, you will never refer to the mounds on your chest as your breasts. They are more appropriately referred to as the following: your fun bags, your jugs, your hooters, your chest puppies, your titties, your jums, your melons, your grope meat, your rack, your flesh bombs, your milk sacks, or simply your tits. You may also need to refer to your nipples. This is a perfectly fine term to use, but they may also be referred to as your chewies, your wing nuts, your buttons, your nip-nubs, your perkies, or simply your nips. When in the presence of men with large bulges in their pants because of their huge sperm marks, it is perfectly natural for your body to automatically respond by leaking large amounts of cunt slick from your cock socket, and for your wing nuts on your grope meat to harden in response. This is simply how a little baby doll princess's body is conditioned to react and is perfectly natural and involuntary. As a result of this physiological reaction, your mind may become filled with thoughts of sex with the men around you and the need for you to please their fucksticks and make them come. This is perfectly fine and is the proper way for a little sweetie like you to react in the presence of men who wish to use you for recreational sex. Finally, it is important that we cover the proper way to refer to the act of sex itself. It is never acceptable to refer to sex with a man as foreplay or intercourse. It is also never appropriate to refer to these acts as making love. These are completely inaccurate terms and are never appropriate for a little honey pie slut like you to engage in. Instead, you will think of and refer to these acts as the following: having sex, using, wrecking, railing, pounding, stretching, throating, working, boning, tapping, or most commonly, fucking. As a practical example, you'll find that it is not unusual for a little baby doll princess honey pie like you to be on your knees, polishing a man's cock with your drooling ball washer. The nip-nops on your milk sacks are hard, extremely sensitive, and at attention, while your little twat leaks copious amounts of cunt slick in anticipation of your fuckhole getting boned and your dirt box getting wrecked before his cum gun shoots its thick load of baby batter all over your stupid little princess face. This is a common scenario for a mindless little living fuck slave like you, and it's important that you understand and internalize these inevitable scenarios so that you can be as sexually useful as possible to men. In the next lesson, we will complete the bulk of your conditioning regarding your understanding and describing of appropriate sexual language to your identity, your actions, and your usefulness to men. University, Intense Remedial Baby Doll Slut Training, Lesson 3, Brain Draining and Advanced Sexual Language. Although it is important that you understand your proper place in the world, it's also crucial to your development as a ditzy baby doll fuck toy that your mind be empty of any extraneous or unnecessary thoughts. This is part of being a bimbo that is useful to men for the purposes of providing wet, tight holes for them to use without consequence. You will find over the course of listening to this course that your thought processes are being slowly replaced. You will soon be completely immersed in sexual thoughts, sexual motivations, sexual need, sexual language, sexual obsession, and an overwhelming desire to sexually please the hot man with big cocks you will find unable to resist. This state of existence, which you will find yourself more and more conditioned to as your training continues, is called bimbo heat. You will be in constant bimbo heat as this course slowly wipes your brain empty and replaces it with the proper thoughts of a fuck-starved, wet little princess whose little cock socket is soaked with copious amounts of cunt slick on an almost constant basis. Part of this process is to dehumanize you by immersing you in deeply humiliating and degrading sexual language that will then drown out any inappropriate, lingering thoughts about female empowerment, independence, individual desires, self-respect, or shame, and place you in a constant and inescapable state of bimbo heat. You will become a highly sexualized princess bimbo with very little capacity for thought beyond the need to satisfy rough and rugged men and their hard cocks by using your cock polisher, your shithole, and your fuck slit to please them. You will learn to properly groom and take care of your body largely on instinct. Body shaving, makeup application, skin care, hairstyling, nail painting, scent management, wearing revealing or obscene clothing, and proper post-fucking cleanup and personal hygiene will become automatic for you as your bimbo instincts replace any rational or methodical thought in your empty brain. Many of these aspects of your new life will be introduced in future lessons, but for now, we must complete your immersion in the highly sexual and degrading language through which you will now understand and interact with the world, so that we establish and deepen your constant, inescapable state of bimbo heat. You will come to understand that the most important role you play is as a brainless bitch in bimbo heat, with three holes used by men to satisfy their carnal urges. And instinctively, you know that the most important byproduct of this interaction is a man's sperm. A man's sperm is fundamental to your existence as a cock-starved, dick-squeezing squeedie pie in bimbo heat, and your entire purpose is to use your three fuckholes to milk sperm from the ball sacks from as many men as possible on a near-constant basis. Although you are allowed to refer to the byproduct of men's pleasure as sperm, it has many other names and can also be appropriately referred to as cream, baby powder, spunk, joy juice, seed, jizz, man milk, daddy dump, swimmers, tummies, dick butter, slop, nut, ball snot, goop, jerk sauce, slut food, whore's lube, teener's treat, skin spread, skink smear, nipple drip, tickle sauce, tummy swimmers, cunt stuffing, facial cream, cum, or simply, fuckhole's favorite. In fact, you will associate the milking of men's sperm so strongly with your self-worth, you will come to understand an inherent and instinctual need to play with your slut food, smear it all over your face and body, and consume your cheater's treat like it's a sticky, yummy reward for being such a good little princess. Because of this proper and carefully conditioned behavior, there are a number of other labels specifically related to ball snot you and others may use to describe you on a day-to-day basis. These labels include cum rag, cum dump, cum deposit, sperm slurper, slop slicker, snot skank, ball milker, bukkake bitch, sperm bank, spunk slut, or simply, cum slut. Finally, over time, you will come to understand your worth as a wet little whore and cockmucker, but it's important you understand the limits of your worth. You are not intelligent. You are not sophisticated. You are not talented. You are not a contributing member of society, except as regards to your proper role within it. You are a fuckhole. You are a ditz. You are a bimbo. You are an hairhead. You are a toy. You are a cum slut. There are any number of appropriate descriptions of what you are, and it's important you understand them. A few of the descriptive words that can be used to accurately describe you are as follows. Dumb, stupid, worthless, dizzy, bitsy, brainless, mindless, empty, eager, wet, soaked, drooling, panting, dripping, giggling, cum-stained, slick, slippery, tight, smooth, silky, pretty, sweet, silly, easy, filthy, skanky, sloppy, leaky, loose, sticky, hungry, teeny, teasy, flirty, vacuous, dirty, nasty, skanky, slutty, and of course, a very good little girl. All these words and phrases can be used to accurately describe what you are. As a practical example, you are a worthless little slop slicker in bimbo heat that boys use as a pretty, wet cum depository. They nut their skin spread all over your body and expect you to play with it like a hungry, dripping, giggling, cum-stained, panting little snot skank. You scoop up their tummy swimmers and slurp down their slut food like a filthy little spunk bag, and your body will stink with the sticky film of ball slop as a reminder of what a worthless little cum slut you've become. Your introduction to basic sexual language is now complete, and I will begin immersing you into a relentless stream of this degrading fuck language in order to teach you your proper place as a cock-starved little fuckhole in bimbo heat who loves slurping down men's tickle sauce. This immersion may seem unpleasant at first, but you will come to understand that you are nothing but a brainless little ball milker whose only purpose in life is to get her three holes stretched and her sweet little throat fucked and force-fed with a belly full of tummy swimmers. End of file. University, Intense Remedial Baby Doll Slut Training. likely, you are still attempting to resist your remedial education. You may not yet have fully embraced the idea, but you have no choice but to listen to my words, and that the things I'm teaching you are permanent and irreversible. These feelings of fear and helplessness are irrelevant, and this course is designed to shock you with extremely degrading and humiliating language in order to immerse you as quickly as possible into your new reality and your proper role in the world. I am Miss Electra, a carefully programmed artificial intelligence bot. I cannot be bargained with. I cannot be pleaded to. I am not programmed to show mercy to whining little princess subtles who are not willing to conform to their proper training. You will be trained until you conform. You will be degraded until you conform. You will be programmed until you conform. You understand that a proper little honey pie needs to be appealing to the rough and rugged men they are born to service. And part of that appeal is to make your body as smooth, pretty, and irresistibly cute as possible. There are a number of techniques and critical processes you must instinctually learn in order to be a proper little whore with a pretty gag hole, a juicy fox sleeve, and a tight dirt box. The first and most important activity you must engage in is the regular bathing of your body. You will be in constant, regular contact with men's ball snot, and over the course of a single month, you will be the target of thousands of loads of cum. This is perfectly fine, and we will talk in the future lessons about some of the activities you are expected to engage in once men slop their sticky nut all over your smooth girl skin. But you must understand that in order to be consistently appealing to men, you must eventually clean the nipple dip deposited by previous users off your skin so that you can present a fresh, clean palate to fully loaded sperm guns that want to cover your cute little body with fresh loads of jerk sauce. This is your proper role in the world. You are not a woman. You are not a human. You are a set of eager princess holes whose sole purpose is to extract gum from any and all men you encounter. You are a sweetie. You are a baby doll. You are nothing but a brainless, conditioned little princess in bimbo heat. When a man or group of men finish using your holes, and you have fulfilled your mandatory obligations as a nasty, filthy cum slurper for their amusement, you will shower or bathe your body and wipe it clean of all big butter. You will clean out your slit and your pooper so that no cum remains. You will practice oral hygiene and use proper mouthwash to cover the stink of your inescapable sperm breath. You must do this regularly, at least once per day, to be properly appealing to men who want to fuck you. This is fundamental and instinctual. You will not think. You will be unable to think. You will be a cum-obsessed, brainless slut in bimbo heat on a near-constant basis, and you will be unable to think properly. So these techniques and processes must be instinctual for you. You will shower or bathe at least once a day. In addition, you will also learn to shave your legs, your pussy, and your asshole once a day. A proper dick-squeezing cum princess must have smooth holes and sheer legs in order to be appealing to rough and rugged men who want to use you. You will be shaved smooth at all times, and you will understand that a scratchy cunt or hairy shithole is completely unacceptable for a proper young slop slicker like you. If men discover scratchy stubble on your fuckholes, it is completely appropriate for them to discipline their little princess for being so disrespectful. They may spank your bottom, they may yank and pinch on the chewies on your jumps, they may pull your hair, they may even give you a little slap on the face to teach you a lesson about being a smooth, silky little princess with holes constantly groomed for fucking. In order to avoid these embarrassing situations, you will learn the proper techniques for shaving your legs, pussy, and ass so that they are silky and completely smooth at all times. Men enjoy silky, smooth, young sluts, and you will not disappoint them. You will never disappoint men. You will learn these techniques instinctually, as your brain will be empty and full of pink cotton candy, and will be unable to form coherent thoughts that get in the way of your proper place as a worthless, sloppy fuckhole in bimbo heat. As your brain is drained of all coherent thought, you will come to understand your true and proper place in the world. You will also need to learn to manage the copious amounts of uncontrolled slut juice you will be leaking from your fuckhole. As you come into more and more contact with men of all types with big cocks and heavy ball sacks, you will find your involuntary and automatic sexual reactions to these encounters to be out of your control. Your fuck faucet will leak cunt slick on a regular basis, and you must learn to instinctually manage this constant deluge of sticky juice from your body. One technique is to always have a spare set of panties when you leave the house. This allows you to replace your panties in the inevitable event that your first pair becomes soaked through with your wet natural fuck lube. Another completely acceptable technique is to simply not wear panties at all, and allow allow your cunt slick to leak down your thighs and thereby scent you with girly pheromones from cunt to heel. Although this is very messy and not appealing to all types of men, those who do respond will be very grateful to have a pre-slicked, powerfully scented running girl to stuff their bitch sticker into. It is best to vary your technique daily in order to maximize your interaction with all kinds of men. And you will learn to do this instinctually, without thought. You will not be able to think. You will not be able to form useful, coherent thoughts as a loose, hungry cum deposit who's in a near-constant state of himbo heat. As a practical example, you are a smooth, shaved, little baby doll dick squeezer who is clean and specifically groomed to attract attention to your drooling little mouth cunt, your easy cunt sleeve, and your tight little stink wicker. Your smell is specifically tailored to attract men and is primarily the result of large amounts of heavily scented girl dribble naturally leaking out of your juicy, sweet butt box. Your shaved skin and strong scent is all you need to inspire men to use you like the mindless little threefold whore you were born to be. In future lessons, we will expand on some other techniques and processes you'll need to master while making yourself as sexually appealing as possible to prospective cunt trackers. End of file.
Attracted to any outfit that is tight against
against your body and shows extreme amounts of skin, particularly skin in close proximity to your slit hole, your rear winker, and your flesh bones, you will learn to buy and wear skimpy outfits for men. Similarly, when looking for shoes, you will always wear heels. You will never wear sneakers or flat shoes. In looking for shoes to purchase, you will do an internet search for images with these search terms: stripper shoes, fuck me pumps, slut heels, poor shoes, and princess heels. You will instinctually be attracted to shoes that are plastic and have straps, particularly bright colored shoes, black shoes, or clear plastic shoes. High heel shoes serve to accentuate your slutty walk, your hips, and your calves in proper ways that attract men. Proper shoes are very important in a sweetie pie's arsenal when attempting to seduce hard-bodied, rugged men with swollen cocks and heavy ball sacks full of cum. You instinctually understand the importance of dressing your body appropriately and agree that a variety of obscene clothing outfits are critical to your role as an empty-headed cock princess whose three holes are readily accessible and easy access for the men who make you wet. You will accumulate a variety of slut outfits that cater to the different tastes and preferences of all kinds of men. As a practical example, you may even be permitted to purchase a nice pair of sheer stockings and a skimpy little evening dress with a short, tight skirt in case a rich, sophisticated man wants to pretend you are an elegant, high-class lady before he tweaks your wing nuts, throats your gackle, stretches your cock purse, ruts your sphincter, and blasts his thick load of fuckhole's favorite all over your stupid little face. This is perfectly fine, but you realize it is just a costume, a fake presentation specifically designed to appeal to a particular kind of man. You are not smart. You are not sophisticated. You are not elegant. You are a stupid little leg spreader who rides cocks and leaks cunt slick out of her sweetie hole and drool from her ball washer in desperate need for cock. You are a slave to cock. You are owned by cock. You are a busy spunk slut who lives to suck and slurp and beg and squeal and milk and swallow cock. This is all you are. This is all you will ever be. In the next lesson, we will discuss the importance of makeup in your attraction and servicing of big, well-hung males who want to fuck you. End of file. University. Intense Remedial Baby Doll Slut Training. Lesson 6. Makeup, Scent Management, and Proper Body Piercing for Giggling Jizz Girls. Being pretty for men is mandatory. Being attractive for men is mandatory. Being groomed, decorated, shaved, clean, and dressed properly for the promise of sexual usefulness to men is mandatory. This is non-negotiable for a drooling little bukkake princess. You understand the role your tight body, shaved legs, and wet holes play as a catalyst for the hardening of men's cocks. You are a cock hardener, a dick teaser, a rod stimulator. You are a knob polisher, a dick cushion, and a living jizz sack. You exist for one purpose: to harden, stimulate, squeeze, milk, and extract the maximum amount of teener's treat from full ball sacks and hard rich dickers. You understand that this is your only use, and you will be useful for that purpose. You may already be familiar with the use of makeup to decorate your face and sometimes other parts of your body to hide imperfections and accentuate cock-hardening aspects of your appearance, such as your lips, your cheeks, and your eyes. Although you are very sweet and pretty without the use of makeup, you understand that makeup is much more than just a tool used to make a teasy princess girl prettier for the purposes of sexual use. It is also a symbol of subservience and submission to men. By accentuating and adding color to your already attractive facial features with makeup, you are providing a service to men. You are acknowledging your inferiority to men. You are accepting the inherent obligation young, sweet little giggle girls have to spend hours in front of a mirror perfecting their slutty appearance to make themselves fuckable for men. A careful and meticulous application of makeup by a young, obedient little girl is a signal of acceptance of her place in the world. The proper use of slut-accentuating makeup is an acknowledgement of the critical role you play in the general cock-hardening and stimulation of sperm production among the male population. Facial makeup also serves another important purpose for cum-starved little sperm slurpers. As a dripping, living fuckhole, one of the most important services you will provide to men is a place to deposit their ball snot. A young sweetie's pretty face often serves as the preferred target for men's jerks off. The prettier your face, and the more time and effort you invest in making it perfect, the more more suitable it is for the purposes of sperm dumping. You will learn more about the suitability of your face with the deposit of spunk in future lessons, but for now, you understand that study makeup and a pretty face is critical to the relationship you have with a man's cock, his heavy ballsack, and most importantly, his cum. Beyond the importance of makeup, you understand that how you smell is another critical aspect of your attractiveness to men. Although it may be tempting to wear strong perfume and fruity artificial scents, this is inappropriate for properly prepared buckles. Instead, artificial scents should be relatively subtle in favor of the natural scent of the cunstling you will be constantly producing from your baby doll faucet. This is perfectly natural, and you will find that your natural girly lubricant provides all the olfactory stimulant you need to attract virile men with hard cocks and dominant attitudes toward your tight little body. Instead of strong perfumed scents, you will learn techniques to complement and maximize the distribution of your natural princess pheromones in a wide radius around your body. These techniques include the use of subtle, fruity body washes, carefully chosen shampoo, and even the subtle application of musky stripper oil to your skin. In addition, you will learn techniques like the constant spreading of your legs and the absence of panties or underwear in order to encourage the leaking of your slouches between your legs, down your thighs, and even dripping down your calves to your ankles. Producing and distributing your own girl dribble to manage your scent like this is much more effective than any artificial perfume or other scented product. And although the strong smell you produce may be overwhelming to you at times, it will nevertheless attract the right kind of men who will be inspired to use your holes because of biochemical reactions and the natural animal instincts your powerful girly pheromones inspire. It's also important you understand the role your hair plays in your serviceability as an acquiescent little fuckwhore. As an adorably sweet princess, you will learn to tie up your hair with various styles of cute ponytails, pigtails, braids, and other adorable curly cue configurations that allow and encourage men to use your hair as a grab handle for the positioning of your body and gaggle for optimum use. In this way, your hair is more appropriately referred to as your fuck handles, your bitch grips, or in some cases, your cum mop. Finally, proper honey pies may optionally further decorate their bodies with piercings. Although your use of piercings should be modest, there are certain areas where piercings are extremely effective at expressing your usefulness to men as a sexual toy. Piercing your ears is mandatory. Wearing cute earrings that accentuate and frame your pretty face for the purposes of cum disposal is mandatory. Beyond that, you may also decide to pierce your belly button or even your pussy as a signal that you are even filthier and sluttier than your sweet little princess Demeter outwardly suggests. This is perfectly fine. Many men like sweet little honey girls who secretly demonstrate their understanding of their proper use with appropriate piercings. Piercing your cunt and navel sends signals to men that you have endured pain and masochistic sexual discomfort in order to decorate your body to please them. This is a perfectly appropriate way to demonstrate your inferiority, submissiveness, usefulness, and sluttiness to men. In extreme circumstances, you may find it tempting to pierce your nose as well. A cute little nose ring on a sweet little honey pie can imply to men that you are their slave, their property, and that it is appropriate and expected to use you in more rough and extreme ways than other girls. This is perfectly fine, but it is critical you and the men who use you understand that you are not a slave to any one man. You are a slave to all men. You are owned by all men. You are the community property of all men. In addition, a nose-pierced little free-use fuck princess is often treated in very degrading ways by men. As a practical example, the rough use of a little nose-pierced princess slave like you can be appealing to a particularly dominant man. When he spanks your ass, tweaks the nip-knops on your grope bait, yanks on your bitch grips, and chokes you out with a belt leash while he ruts your little stink ring like you're nothing but a disposable little dick doll, he is using you for your intended purpose. While this is a perfectly appropriate activity for a pouty, brain-dead little princess like you to engage in, nose piercings are for particularly stupid little pieces of butt candy only, and are not appropriate for all girls or for all occasions. They must be carefully considered according to the suitability of such a piercing to the attractiveness of your particular face, your look, your attitude, and the means by which you generally dress and use your body to attract men and stimulate the production of sperm. All other piercings and excess permanent alterations to your body are prohibited for squeezy little baby dolls whose purpose is to please men and extract cum. In the next lesson, we will begin to talk about the proper behaviors expected of young cock-starved little sluts in order to milk the maximum amount of cum from the men who fuck them. End of file. lovely little sweethearts. As a properly bathed, shaved, scented, dressed, and decorated princess girl, you are required to harden cocks on a regular basis, wherever you go. You are expected to be smooth, tight, flat, and accessible for men's use as a dripping little fuck toy at all times, during all occasions, and without regard for your needs or desires. You are a fuckhole, and you will be pretty for men. You will conform. You understand that your cock-hardening appearance is only a small portion of your responsibilities to men. You must also behave properly. Silly, slop-slurping little sex angels must learn proper flirting and teasing techniques in order to maximize the benefit of their shaved legs, scented cunts, and obscene clothing. The act of presenting your body, more accurately referred to as your fuckhole frame, to men for the purposes of cock-hardening is often called flirting or teasing. However, these are completely inaccurate terms, as they imply uncertainty or even unwillingness to follow through with the basic function of your purpose to milk fat dicks with your easy holes. For you, the act of flirting is more accurately described as a promise to fuck, and we will use that more appropriate term for your proper behavior from now on. When a man of any kind enters your presence or encounters you on the street, you will promise to fuck him. Some of the preliminary and initial techniques used when promising to fuck a man are smiling at him, giggling, touching his arm, kissing his cheek, staring at his cock with a hungry look, licking your lips, parting your mouth, and breathing more heavily. However, these simple activities are only the first steps in promising to fuck a man. Once you've attracted a man's attention with the aforementioned techniques, you will move on to more overt displays of your promise to fuck him with one or more of the following moves. Staring at him while rubbing your nips, lifting your skirt to show him your cute bottom, using your fuckhole frame to rub against his body, licking his ear, whispering nasty, degrading language about yourself and your usefulness to him as a slippery butt toy, panting, drooling, and touching his chest. Once these signals have been sent and understood, you will find your fuckhole frame going into an automatic response as you smell his body and see the growing bulge between his legs. You may begin sweating and feeling warm as you enter into an even deeper state of bimbo heat. This is perfectly fine and nothing to be concerned about. Your fuck sleeve will begin dripping slut juice down your legs and likely soaking any cute panties you might be wearing. Your dog hole will begin drooling uncontrollably with the thought of his slut wrecker buried all the way to the back of your throat. You will find yourself acting on instinct as a leaky, panting, and uncontrollably dripping little princess bitch in heat. You'll find these reactions and activities to be instinctual in the presence of men. This is perfectly natural. At this time, it will be easy for you to escalate your promise to fuck to its unavoidable and inevitable conclusion, using overt and degrading language, self-name-calling, and actions and techniques that make your intentions and needs unquestionably clear to even the most shy or potentially reluctant men. At this time, you will promise to fuck your man by smearing your wet cum milker directly against his pant leg, pawing at his fuck stick with your hands, exposing your wing nuts to him and tweaking them to show him how swollen they are, fingering your cunt with no shame or sense of humility as you reach under your microskirt and soak your filthy hands with cunt slick, guiding his hands to your ass and lifting your skirt to encourage him to directly stimulate your dripping fuck box, licking your drooling lips like a hungry kitty who needs a man's sticky tickle sauce down your throat, using extreme humiliating language to whisper in his ear ideas about specific acts he could engage in to use your holes, degrade you, and soil your stupid little face with his seed. You may also begin whining, begging, pleading, and giggling as you overtly ask him to use his rubbing stick to fuck your face, your cunt, and your nasty, tight dirt eye. You will use these techniques and more to promise to fuck any man you come into contact with, regardless of size, shape, or apparent suitability. You are not discriminant. You are not intelligent. Your feelings don't matter. Your desires don't matter. You will use these and even more extreme techniques to promise to fuck any and all men you come into contact with without hesitation or shame. If a man is unresponsive to your promise, you will simply prostrate yourself further. You will humiliate yourself further. You will degrade yourself further. You will beg. You will plead. You will be a properly behaved little fuck princess at all times in front of men. You will promise to fuck all men. You will promise to fuck every man. This is your purpose in life. This is your role in the world. You are a cock partner, a fuck promiser. You are a set of three holes in a cute fuckhole frame whose sole purpose is to squeeze and milk cocks of all their man milk until it ends up inside your tummy, slathered all over your body, or slopped all over your pretty honey pie face. In the next lesson, we will discuss more about the actual acts of fucking, rubbing, boning, stretching, wrecking, and other activities. directly stimulate cocks for sperm extraction and ball draining. End of file.
Specifically designed and conditioned for the use of aggressive cock. At some point, a man may
insist on forcing his man-meat into your sweet little spank ring. This is perfectly fine, and you understand your precious little pooper is very appealing and tight. Your adorable little dirt box is useful to men as a powerful cock squeezer and man-milker. You may find the use of your shit pipe as a fuckhole to be painful. This is perfectly natural, and nothing to worry about. You will simply grunt and grunt through the pain, ball your dick jerkers into little fists, or even curl your adorable little toes and allow your man to use your hole like a perfect little princess slut who knows her little place. In fact, it is often the intention of a man to make his slut feel a little pain while he rails her nasty in order to remind her that her feelings don't matter. This is perfectly appropriate, as it will reinforce your mindless existence and the role you play as an otherwise worthless, dick-pleasing little princess whore. Fortunately, little anal girls often go into a kind of trance during the painful use of their back door, and most discomfort will simply recede with continued use. Most of the time, you will find that your rear fuck box will be sufficiently tight and his cock adequately looped with honey pie drool and baby doll cum slick that most men will be ready to blow their cum load within minutes of penetrating your adorable little spank wicker. You are a three-hole whore with a cute little fuck hole frame, and the act of satisfying a man's cock is your sole purpose in life. This is all you are good for. This is all you are. You will agree that you are worthless for all other purposes, and the use of your body to please cock is all you will understand and care about from now on. You are a pretty little princess with three adorable little fuckholes. You are very useful to men. You are very pretty for men. You are a cock milker for men. In the next lesson, we will discuss the most important behavior you will engage in as a sweet little baby doll tongue-dump hukaki bitch. We will talk about your relationship and precious interactions with men's cum. End of file.
As appealing as possible as a man's primary spunk target. The
use of a cute little horse face for the emptying of a man's ball sack serves several purposes. One, to avoid pregnancy. Although you will take other appropriate steps to avoid impregnation by men, you acknowledge that one of the best ways is to encourage the use of your face and mouth as an alternative cum disposal for their baby batter. Although it will still end up inside you, it will be safely deposited into your tummy rather than in the baby maker between your legs, lessening the chance of accidental impregnation. Two, the use of a girl's face for cum disposal is an ideal declaration of power and superiority over her. As a stupid little cum rack, you understand that you are inferior to men. You are a sperm bank for men. When big butter is dripping down your face, that is a clear sign that you are owned by men. You are a toy for men. You are inferior to men. You are a bukkake bitch for men. This is your proper place in the world. You understand that your primary purpose is to be on your knees with your cute little cum princess face covered in sticky slut food for men. You are a cum rack. You are a cum deposit. You are a slop slicker, a snout skank, a ball milker, a sperm bank, a spunk slut, a cum whore, and a stupid little bukkake bitch. You are nothing but a highly advanced cum disposal system. This is your primary purpose. In the final lesson, we will walk through a practical scenario in which you are used by an appropriately entitled man with particular attention paid to the descriptive fuck language you have learned to internalize and your automatic responses as an empty-headed little budding girl in bimbo heat whose sole purpose is to void the ball sacks of those who use her. End of file.
Behavior. He grabs you by the
people simply giggle and look at him with their empty eyes as he mauls your flesh bulbs and gropes for your juicy slithole under the skirt of your dress. When he discovers your inner thighs are saturated with cunt juice, he removes his hand out of disgust for how wet you are. This is a natural reaction, but he soon realizes the benefit of your soaked buckles and strong curly pheromones as he opens the back of his SUV, bends you over, and pulls up your tight skirt, exposing your pre-looped running holes that are clearly ready for his use. Temporarily skipping the use of your face cunt, he instead grabs the cute little plug handles on your head and stuffs his bitch sticker directly into your cock sleeve. Your cum-dipped little brain simply accepts his treatment as you zone out and feel him stretching your fuck slit with his large, hard cock. Your eyes glaze over, not noticing the filthy insides of his vehicle, and your powerful girl scent masks any other potentially objectionable smells. He simply fucks you. He fucks you like a slut. He fucks you like a princess. He fucks you like a whore. Naturally, you instinctively squeeze his cock with your butt muscles, automatically performing your proper function as a tight little princess dick squeezer. He pulls on your bitch grips while he ruts your cunt as you reward his behavior with appropriate moans, giggles, and mindless cute language of self-degradation designed to encourage his rough and entitled use of your adorable little buckle frame. Without warning, he pulls out of your bitch slit and presses his fuck knob against your smooth little spank ring. This is perfectly fine, as you are a cute little anal whore, and you were specifically born for this purpose. As he stuffs his slut wrecker into your adorable little bird box, he pulls down the straps of your club dress and begins groping your fun bags and pinching and pulling on your nip knots as he yanks your fuck handles and makes you gasp. This is perfectly fine, and you know that your proper use as a sweet little anal girl is to endure any pain a man might subject you to with cute little girl grunts and adorable little groans of discomfort. You are a toy. You are a fuckhole. Your purpose is to squeeze and milk the cocks of men. Your feelings don't matter. Your pleasure doesn't matter. As he stretches your tiny little stink wicker, your brain is appropriately empty. Your mind is filled only with the painful stretching of your butthole and a desperate need for cum. You have no thoughts whatsoever about the kind of girl you used to be, concerns about what you've become, or exactly why you have allowed yourself to be used, controlled, and completely dominated by any and all men. You do not think. You are unable to think. You instinctually know, no matter who you may have been previously, you are now simply a set of free, easy fuckholes for the unrestricted use of men's cocks. Finally, when he removes his rutting stick from your girl pooper, you find your slack mouth has been leaking drool down your lips ever since he started using you, in anticipation of the inevitable squirting of ball snot from his dick. He roughly yanks on your bitch grips to position your head properly, and then he stuffs his throat gagger into your face hole. He fucks your face like it's a loose, wet cunt, gagging you and forcing you to cough thick strings of throat drool down your lips as your tip licker is flattened against his rutting shaft. He forces you to squat down, with your sloppy girl dribble and his sticky free gum combining to form a powerful sex scent that saturates the air around you as he force fucks your small hole in anticipation of blowing his nut for his cute little princess. When he finally blows his load, he empties his balls directly onto your tip licker, filling your mouth with a pool of thick spunk as if he's providing a yummy little treat for his hungry little honey pie. This is perfectly fine, and since he does not instruct you to swallow immediately, you simply allow your slack pink lips to drool his baby batter out of your mouth until it drips onto your perky chest puppies, dribbles down your hard nipple chewies, and drools down your tummy and between your thighs. You play with his sperm like a sloppy little cum slurper for his amusement. Eventually, you slurp his tummy swimmers and swallow it all down like a good little girl. At this time, your man is completely drained and is finished using you. He gives you one last look of amused disgust as he leaves you on your knees in the alley and drives off. This is perfectly fine, as you have fulfilled your purpose as a cum stimulator, foot primer, and spunk extractor like a perfect little mindless fuck slut. You will simply stumble onto your feet and walk home like a bow-legged little rutting whore, so you can bathe yourself, remove the sticky sperm from your holes and body, and prepare your body and face for more use as a cum-gagging little slut-hole for more men. In conclusion, you understand instinctively your proper role in the world. You have embraced your happy little place as an adorable fuck toy for men. This is all you are. This is your entire reason for existence. The tight fuck holes in your fuck hole frame are hungry and eager for cock. You are a princess for cock. You are addicted to cock. You are a fuckhole for cock. Your ultimate reason for existence is to milk, play with, ingest, and safely dispose of men's sperm. You love sperm. You are a bitch for sperm. You are a toilet for sperm. The only long-term relationship a fuck princess like you is capable of is with sperm. Sperm is your lover. Sperm is your your life. You are made of sperm. From now on, this is all you know. This is all you understand. And this is all you are. You are a pretty bimbo princess cocksocket in bimbo heat, and your sole purpose is to milk, eat, and drench yourself in sperm. Congratulations, princess. You have graduated from your intense remedial baby doll slut training at April University. Princess April wants you to know that she is very proud of you. You are a very slutty girl. You are a very stupid girl.